The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, welcome to the I Don't Get It podcast. This week we have a very special guest. Before that, we want to do a roundtable discussion on things that we've realized throughout the week that we do not get. I'll start. It's Ashley. Hi. All right. I just went to a trip to Miami and I encountered one particular traveler that was just completely unaware of his surroundings. And I do not understand travelers who just seem to have no concept of the people around them.
That's why I say I'm the best traveler. I'm vigilant and agile. And I've said this many a time. If you want to travel, you have to be vigilant and agile. That's all.
Wait, what do you mean by not aware of his surroundings?
This guy, I'm like trying to get to the bathroom when he won't even stand up.
And he's not asleep.
Step over him.
Oh my God, step up.
Yeah,
get
and
up.
You know, hey, some people
get the fuck up.
You're like boarding or you're deboarding and they're just taking their sweet time, like putting their stuff away and like putting their stuff in the overhead bin.
That's also like when you're in the security line, I just grab my shoes and run. Like I'm like not gonna sit there and like put my shoes on. I'm gonna grab all my shit in my arms and sit down where you're in your designated put your shoes on area.
Yeah. And then they just walk around and they just seem like they're in their phone, they're in their own head, and they just do not know what they're doing.
Also, like if you don't want to get up to let people to go to the bathroom, don't sit in the aisle.
Well, like, what do you mean, sit in the window?
Yeah, sit in the window so you never have to get
that's
up.
That's why I sit in the window, because I can just put my head down and I never have to worry. Like, so I'm like, excuse me.
Well, today I needed to sit in the window. I sat in the window today and I was afraid that I had to, you know, I had to go up and pee. But then there was one girl and she was like in and out of sleep. Then the other guy next to her had the tray down and he was asleep. Mm. So I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I'm stuck.
I was in a hurry. I was driving and there was a, I've never gotten this my whole life, but there was a bicyclist on the street and I'm like, hey guy, there's a sidewalk to ride your bicycle on. You will never be as fast as a car.
You are not a car. Deal with bikers who just think that the road is also theirs. It's not a shared space.
No,
and
it's so dangerous.
What is the difference? Okay, as somebody who just bought a bike, I now understand when you're on the sidewalk and people aren't moving and they don't sense that there's somebody behind you. Yeah, get a bell. That's a good idea.
You don't need a bell. You have a mouth. Just scream left. Yeah. That's what I do when I'm running.
Yeah.
Left, and everyone just gets out of my way.
Well, that being said, there are some cities that have rules that you can't ride on the sidewalk because of pedestrians.
Good.
I agree with you, Lauren, completely.
Or like find
it's
a bike
so
path.
It's so annoying.
You know?
Like get out of the way.
You're going to kill the
a quiet neighborhood
and yourself.
Right.
Unless you have a neighborhood.
Unless you have a death wish in that case, then continue to ride your bike on the street.
I think they have death wishes. I really do.
I do too.
And I think that they try to taunt us.
They do.
They're just close enough to the lane that
you
like,
could almost
you
drive past
that
them,
that,
but
you
still
can't.
To go in the other lane.
Yeah. Anyway, so I am glad that when I get home and Lauren hasn't grocery shopped or anything like that, I come home to a fresh Hello Fresh box and I'm able to make dinner within 30 minutes of like walking in the
door. Wait, Ashley, I meant to tell you that while you were gone, I actually cooked one.
No,
guys,
you
guys,
did it.
Guys,
wait, no
I swear I cooked. Ashley and Lauren make fun of me because I don't know how to cook and rightfully
no,
so.
No, like she can't even make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I literally,
like, that's a struggle.
Okay, Ashley, I can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some a mean cinnamon toast crunch, but that's about it.
You can make a cinnamon toast crunch.
But I love HelloFresh because I ordered it because you've been getting them.
Yeah.
And I never know what to get at the grocery store, and it's literally perfect. And now I feel like a guy will want to marry me because I'm learning how to cook,
just
guys.
Don't show him that box.
But it's fun because it's not just like, I don't know, I always look at cooking as like being this huge strenuous thing, but like,
it's not, or it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. And HelloFresh makes it like a fun experience. Like, yeah. They literally
detailed
recipes. It's perfect. It's all in order, and it makes it like really fun. But the best thing I love about HelloFresh is that they have these nutritionists that kind of do all the work for you. Because you know how you go to the grocery store and you're like, what do I get that's healthy? Like, I don't even know what's healthy.
There's that. And then you always overbuy. But with HelloFresh, it's always in proportion.
Exactly. And when you're single, that's the worst. Because I'm always overbuying food. And then I end up throwing all this, like, ground beef at home. And that's why I don't like cooking. It's way easier to order in.
I completely agree.
But I love cooking now, thanks to HelloFresh. And, like, also living in LA, like, food is so expensive. And it is less than $10 a meal.
I know.
So it literally gets me through life. And they deliver it right to your door, because I hate schlepping groceries like all the way to my, and like you have to go upstairs, Ash.
Yeah, no, I can't deal with the grocery buying.
It's the worst. But if you are like, if you do have a significant other and you're so lucky, or like you have a family, it's cool because they offer like a classic box, a veggie box, and a family box. So you can order meals that are designed for either like two people or four people. And the best thing about it is that they come up with new recipes every week. Because that's the thing is, I get so bored with food.
Yeah, you don't get bored of it. I've never gotten a HelloFresh box. I've never gotten a HelloFresh box that has like a repeat recipe. It's always a fresh, new, innovative, creative meal.
Right. And the best thing is that it only takes 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Because I hate when you like have to cook something and then you can like, I don't know, you're just waiting around at home for like things to cook. Like, it's just cooking so time consuming, but HelloFresh makes it so easy. And the fact that everything's like recyclable, so like you're not, you know, shitting on the environment when you order from them. It's just the best. And like the food tastes amazing. Like, remember when you made those turkey burgers for us?
They were really
so
good. I know, they were good. I was actually craving it afterward.
Yeah, it was amazing. More. So anyways, HelloFresh is literally giving me life, and I feel like it's going to get me a husband one day because I know how to cook now. So you guys can actually order HelloFresh with our special offer and unique promo code. It's GETIT30. So GETIT30, all together in caps, GETIT30. And you'll get your first $30 off your first week of HelloFresh. And all you have to do is visit HelloFresh.com and enter our promo code, which again is GETIT30, GETIT30. So yeah, I love it. I love HelloFresh.
Now, you totally get HelloFresh, but what didn't you get this week?
Okay, so I went to go pick up my birth control at CVS this weekend. And when I get there, the lady's like, okay, it'll be ready in an hour. What?
I know.
It's right there. I literally was looking at it right behind me. It takes you an hour to put pills in a bottle and print out
it's
a sticker
label.
They're
not even putting it in a bottle. It's just they're already just printing the pack.
What the hell? Why does that happen when you go to the pharmacy? It'll be ready in 20 minutes. What does that mean? It's right there. Give it to me.
I really don't understand that either.
Especially birth control.
If you are a pharmacist and you would like to tell us why this is the case, please tweet me at Ashley Iaco. That is AshleyIaco. We'd love to know. And then if you have any other comments, questions, concerns, or love, send it my way on Twitter.
And use the hashtag I don't get it.
Yes, please do. All right, we're going to get to our guest today. She is a urologist at Fairfax Hospital in Northern Virginia. She works with our dad, who's an anesthesiologist there. And
she's going to help us with any like UTI concerns, which is my biggest fear ever since earlier this year.
And I also want to ask her why I have to fucking pee all the time.
Well, that's what we're going to find out.
I have to pee all the time. Like,
really?
I have to pee right now.
Really?
Huh. Yes.
This is great. This is a great question for her. All right. Her name is Dr. Dana Rice, and we're going to get her on the phone right now. We now have Dr. Rice on the phone. She's a urologist at Fairfax Hospital, and we're going to talk to her not just about like female urinary tract issues, but also just female health in general. And I know that Lauren and Naz have two questions for you already. Dr. Rice, are you ready for them?
Oh, good. I think so. Yeah, I listened to some of your podcasts this weekend too, and I thought to myself, I've got to tell her if they ever want to call me or text me, because I listened to the one with Jade
about having the babies. What'd you think of that one?
I thought it was great, but I've got to tell you, as a mom of two little girls and a surgeon, I thought to myself, I need them to call me before they put some of that out there, because you scared me a little bit on the second pregnancy question.
Oh my gosh, please tell us the actual answer to that. And I think you're referring to whether or not you can get a C-section if you've had your first delivery
with a
C-section.
You got it. So in general, it depends on how well your C-section went and how well you healed. So there are some people, they call it a VBAC, and I'm not OBGYN, so I'm pretty sure it's vaginal birth after C-section, but don't 100% quote me on that. It's been a while since I've delivered a kid. But there are people that can actually have vaginal deliveries after C-section, but it's a decision that you make with your doctor. And then there are some people that can't because they're worried about your uterus essentially rupturing or tearing. So it was sort of half right, but I didn't want to scare your listeners.
Well, my question for you is, what can you do to not get a UTI? Now, I know my dad's probably going to listen to this one.
No, I don't want dad to listen to this one, because I think we need to be real and authentic.
Okay.
And we would that would not happen if we were concerned about what we were saying because of dad.
All right. No censorship. I was drinking one night a couple months ago, and then I had sex with my boyfriend, and I woke up with the worst UTI, and I was just crying the whole day, and I was like sitting in the bathtub. I'm probably sure that's like not what you're supposed to be doing, is sitting in the bathtub, but it was the only relief I can get. So what can I do to have that never happen again?
Okay, so you've got it, actually, and that's why how we started on this conversation, because I work as a female in urology, and urology is a very male-centered area. It's a lot of bladder cancer, kidney cancers, things like that. But what happened is, being a young female, and as you know, females sometimes don't seek doctors until it's fairly far down the road of pain and things like that, like you were talking about, or it's embarrassing and nobody wants to go to a doctor. So I was having a lot of people with the exact same question that you just asked me.
Oh, fantastic.
I did A, B, or C, you know, whether it was sex, whether it was even just partying and getting dehydrated, even just, you know, girls playing sports, running marathons can get UTIs. There's a lot of different ways that you can get urinary tract infections. And a lot of prevention can, or a lot of things you can do to prevent UTIs. And a lot of things have to do with patterning. So in other words, if you know that your trigger was you had been out and you had had some drinks and then you had sex and then you had a UTI, well, let's see, how can we fix that in the future? So you were probably dehydrated because you had a whole lot of drinks. You're probably dancing, doing whatever you were doing. And then you probably weren't as careful as you normally were. So you kind of went at it. You didn't have a lot of foreplay, a lot of lubrication, all that kind of stuff. And then lo and behold, your bladder does not like that combination.
Those two things really go hand in hand, though.
You know what's so interesting is that literally the only time I ever really came close to having sex was the only UTI I've ever had.
Really?
And, oh, yeah. And it was immediately the next day I woke up and I was like, I think I'm going to experience my first UTI right now. And it had also been falling by me being nervous because of that certain situation. So I drank an entire bottle of champagne on top of it all.
Which is so sugary.
Right. Well, and it also dehydrates you, right? Alcohol dehydrates you.
Okay. So my question to you is that after I have had sex, I typically don't pee because I don't have to. And I don't shower because I'm lazy and I'd rather just go to bed and cuddle. Does that contribute to me having a UTI the next day, not showering and peeing right after sex?
So the medical literature is a little bit out there, and it says maybe, maybe not. In my personal feeling, after seeing a ton of women and young girls who get urinary tract infections, there are sort of these wife's tales, right? Don't take bubble baths. Don't make sure you pee after sex. I don't think it hurts, because what it does is if you get up and you pee, you've got to flow through your urethra, right? Mm-hmm. So it can definitely get out some of the toxins. Now, do I think that that's the cause for UTI? Not necessarily. I think a lot of young girls, young women, a lot of people who haven't spoken with a urologist or someone like that, when they have pain, when it burns and things like that, they always think it's a urinary tract infection or a bacterial infection. But sometimes it's not. It just feels like it. The symptoms feel exactly the same because you have a little bit of a urethral irritation. And I think that's where peeing after sex really is helpful, because it kind of flushes everything out and it gets you to drink some water before you go back to bed. Mm-hmm. So when you wake up again, you pee again. So that's the way I look at things. One of the reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing and talking and trying to get the word out there and all that is because I feel like nowadays people automatically just call in and they get an antibiotic handed to them, or they run to an urgent care or things like that. And it's not always in your best interest to have an antibiotic if you don't have a true infection.
Right. Could you take an azo pill? Does that help it, or does that cure it or anything?
The azo pill, as far as I'm concerned, is supposed to just mask the symptoms for a while, right? But a lot of girls end up taking it like they're like it's a cure.
You got it. So actually, that's one of the things. So, I mean, I don't know how much you want me to talk about the app or not, or just answer the questions to start. But I did a whole education center, and I gave all the information about these types of drugs, azos. There's ones that are different brands and things like that. Because I think it is important to know that, listen, yeah, if you wake up at midnight and it burns because you – I'm old. You guys are probably waking up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. But whatever, if you wake up after sex in the middle of the night somewhere and it burns, you can pop an azo and it can take away that feeling. And if you drink a whole lot of water and take an azo and the next morning you wake up and it doesn't burn anymore, then you probably didn't have a urinary tract infection. You probably just had some urethral irritation and you don't need to be run into urgent care.
But then if the urethral infection feels the same, there's obviously things that we want to do to get rid of it, right? So what if we don't have time to go see a doctor, is there anything at home that you can do like right away that you know of to kind of, you know, relieve the pain before you have time to go see a doctor?
You got it. That's what I'm saying. So for me, I'm a big fan of probiotics, just sort of on a daily basis.
So like women. Some kombucha.
If you can stand to drink it, go for it.
We're in LA. It's like a requirement.
I like don't even know
of
what
living
that is.
In LA. How do you guys not know what kombucha is?
Okay, so don't you get an antibiotic if you have?
So then, why would you get a probiotic?
Right. So what's the difference? So antibiotics are for treating actual bacterial infections. So that is a true UTI. Is if you go to a doctor, you pee in a cup, and they tell you, "Yeah, you have bacteria." Then you want an antibiotic to fight that away. But think about it. Where does bacteria come from? First of all, you have bacteria naturally in your vagina, right? That's how those things work. So if you have healthy bacteria, though, which probiotics basically give you healthy bacteria, then you're less inclined to have urinary tract infections. So if you're on a probiotic, you have good bacteria, you wash your hands before sex in theory, stuff like that. Wash your hands, no switching holes, all those things that teenagers tell me they're doing nowadays, which blows my mind.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are teenagers telling you that they're doing nowadays? Give us the goods.
Okay, well, I'll tell you a funny story because it's one of my more embarrassing stories as a urologist, and it makes me feel so much closer to 40 than I really wanted to feel.
Well, I'm still
pretty young.
And also, you sound like you're 20, so don't worry.
Switching holes is what we talk about.
I think you're pretty killer for being like a female doctor under 40 and like having two kids and all the whole package.
Also, like, we're jealous of you now, just so you know. I want to be 40 with kids. I don't want to be single and miserable in 20, so you're living the life.
No, don't say that. I didn't even meet my husband until I was 31. Maybe?
That makes me feel so much better.
So fantastic. A
couple more years ago.
Yes. Okay, well, we can talk about that later, but let's continue with the medical talk
to your
right now.
Embarrassing story.
Your embarrassing high schooler.
Okay, so I think, I'm so old. I think it's a Nicki Minaj song that talks about truffle butter.
Truffle butter? Oh my God,
I forget what that is, but it's so gross.
We need to have Joe Bailey call in on the podcast because he had to explain to everyone in the house.
I don't know what that
is. All right, Doc, keep going.
Well, she can explain what it is.
I'll give you the gist of it. So I was in the room with the patient who was coming in for recurrent urinary tract infections. And I think, I don't remember how old she was, but she was fairly young, college kid who, you know, we were going through all the things. Are you having sex? You know, are you protected? No pregnancies? You know, what antibiotics have you taken? And then I always ask the sex questions. You know, I say sex, men, women, both, you know, and she's giving me her answers. And then I said, you know, and you make sure that you don't switch holes, correct? Do you have anal sex? Do you have vaginal sex? Blah, blah, blah. I'm asking all these questions, which is hard enough for me to keep a straight face. But at this point, I'm a female in urology. I've heard it all. And then she said to
me, I can never do your job.
Well, she says to me, she said, oh, you mean truffle butter? And I thought to myself,
oh my God,
I don't have any idea what this girl is talking about. But I was like, yeah. And I was like, of course. And I'm trying to bluff my way through this conversation.
Oh my God.
And then thankfully someone had sent me a text and I was like, oh, hold on. I'm waiting for a call from the hospital. So I had to step out of the room. I had to go to Urban Dictionary. I had to look
up what
truffle butter was. And then I had to go back in the room and said, sweetheart, you got to have more respect for yourself. I was like, can you explain to all of us
and our listeners what truffle butter is?
Are the kids in bed right now? Sound asleep.
Yeah, my kids are sound asleep.
Okay, tell us what truffle butter is.
So my understanding is it is when someone has anal sex and vaginal sex in some combination. I don't know which one comes first. I'm assuming anal to vaginal because that's how people get infections. And then there is oral sex afterwards.
Oh my God.
And so that, Doc, just to clarify, that's what you're referring to when you say switching holes, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
I don't care what you call it switching holes,
we call it truffle butter.
Correct.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I just never think about it.
Like, I never think about it. Like,
it was such a thing 2 years ago.
But it was a very big thing.
I've just heard.
Well, apparently it was a very big thing. And for me, actually, this is off topic for my job. But I mean, I think that when I see people from a younger, I mean, I guess they are a different generation than me now. So people who are starting to have sex, they grew up in a world where, you know, you porn tube, you porn, whatever, those porn sites. And all the things are all on the internet nowadays. So I think the guys have a lot more access to pornography.
A lot more ideas.
Right. And a lot of girls, unfortunately, especially when they're younger, they don't really know what to say is good or bad. So in my world, when I was growing up, you know, guys had to go to the store and buy Playboy or pass their VHS tapes back and forth to people. Right. So it was hard to do. You didn't get this kind of idea like, hey, this is great. So what I'm seeing now is a lot of people who don't necessarily have all the sex education or things out there, and they think to themselves, okay, my boyfriend wants anal sex, I'll try it, and then they don't shower in between. And let's be honest, nobody puts poop into their vagina and expects not to have a urinary tract infection.
Oh my goodness.
And Doc, now that we're on the topic of anal, I'm glad we're there because I had a lot of questions about this.
Yeah, Nat's like, can I not have my anal? I'm like, no anal. And she was like, what about anal?
Asking for a friend.
Okay.
I'm asking for a lot of our listeners because a lot of people do actually do anal, and it's great to have you on the phone because can you talk about how actually I feel like anal's dangerous?
So in my world, it is if you are going from anal sex to vaginal sex or oral sex or anything like that, not washing and cleaning parts in between, then you're at a higher risk for urinary tract infections. As far as like dangerous, I don't think so. I mean, I think that as long as there's proper lubrication and it's two consenting individuals that are taking care of each other and it's what both partners are into, then you really shouldn't have too many anatomical problems. Mm-hmm. But I would check with, I can ask some of my friends and get back to you who do colorectal surgery and things like that. But I don't think that there is anything very dangerous about it.
I think, like, just for our listeners, clarify why the vagina has anything to do with the urethra. If, like, you're putting the penis inside the vagina, what does that have to do with your urinary tract?
Yeah, no problem. So basically, if you were to look at if you were to get a mirror out and take a look, you've got your clitoris sort of on the top, and then the next hole down is your urethra and vagina, and then you have that little patch that's of skin, actually. It's a different type. It's not the same material. And then you have your rectum in the back. So your urethra, the back wall of your urethra and the front wall of your vagina are essentially sharing the same areas.
Yeah, so it's like right next to each other.
Right next to each other. So if you have intercourse and if your partner is well endowed or in a different position, things like that, sometimes that pain or that difficult pressure that you feel is actually pushing on your urethra.
Yeah.
Because
like
it's so close
to
your vagina.
Really gets that urethra going.
Wait, have you guys looked at your vaginas with the mirror?
Yeah.
Ashley, have you?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like everyone should, but there's a lot of people I know that haven't.
So if we get UTI, do we come to you or gyno?
Well, so this is where it sort of depends. And this is why I went into doing the urinary tract infection and the app, because in theory, it's sort of a primary care. It's a primary care issue or a gynecology issue. If you get sort of one UTI in your life, it's simple. You know, it's after you were on your honeymoon and you had a bajillion times sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's
can't wait.
That right. That's simple. But the problem that I was running into is that I would have a lot of, because I'm in the DC area, and basically here you have a whole lot of people who are transient, right? Whether they're politicos or college kids or interns that come down for the summer, there's a lot of different people. So I was ending up seeing some college girls who would go to their student health and be treated for UTI with 3 days of antibiotics, which is standard if you're not somebody who gets UTIs a lot. Mm-hmm. And then their symptoms wouldn't go away, or they'd come back the next weekend, and then they'd go to urgent care because student health was closed, and they'd get 3 more days of a different antibiotic. And then they'd have, you know, 10 of these infections throughout their school year. And finally they'd come home to see me, or they'd finally get to see me, and they were resistant to all antibiotics. So I had a couple girls who had to go to infectious disease doctors and get IV antibiotics at home.
Wow.
And it wasn't their fault, and it wasn't the doctor's fault, because, you know, if you're not, if you don't have continuity of care or availability of care, because let's be honest, everyone gets UTIs on Sunday night or Saturday night at 8 p.m. Nobody's getting them between 9 to 5 on Tuesdays generally.
That's so true. So, and is that why you came up with an idea for your app, I'm assuming?
Yeah, that's exactly how I came up with it, because I found myself giving this speech so many times. And I myself had urinary tract infections when I started, you know, having sex and in college and things like that. And back then I obviously wasn't a physician. I didn't go to medical school. And if somebody had asked me, what antibiotic did you take in September? If I had another one in April, I would have said, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. So this lets you track what antibiotics you take, when you had your infections. It helps you establish patterns. It'll literally tell you, hey, 5 days after your period, every other month is when you have your urinary tract symptoms. And then that way you can take that information to your doctor. The idea of the app is not necessarily to replace your doctor, but it's to give you good information to learn how to prevent these symptoms, to keep yourself happy through the night so you can get to your doctor the next day. And then also it lets you email either yourself and print it out or your doctor, if your doctor's email friendly, so you can say, doc, here's all the times I've had UTIs. Now let's figure out a strategy together how to fix me. Not all my friends who have these UTIs, but me, because I want to nip this in the bud.
Right. That's amazing.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What is the app called and where can we find it?
It's the UTI Tracker, and it is on iTunes and the Google Play Store. We put it out about a month ago.
And I will tweet it out so that our listeners can find it on my Twitter. That's awesome. I use the period tracker, and like I put down when I get it, when I stop it, when I have sex, so I know every little ovulation to never have sex around there.
Yeah.
So it's basically like that.
That's great. You always have to delete those apps when you're around a guy, though.
No.
Well, so actually,
I mean, you never know. I always delete the Taco Bell app and that app and a couple other ones.
I was going to say, my app has a little cute bladder, which unless you really paid attention to it, you wouldn't know what it was. It kind of looks like a pink balloon. Oh. And in it, it actually has the ability to log when you had sex, and it shows up as a little heart icon, so no one would know unless they looked at it. Mm.
Stop. And you are a genius, Doc. This is why you went to school those many years. Yeah.
And it also has little drops of water that are red to represent your period. And it also has little toilet paper rolls that are in different combinations to represent if you've had diarrhea or constipation. That unless you're looking,
that's great. Yeah.
So we mentioned wives' tales earlier and how a lot of girls avoid certain things or do certain things when really it doesn't affect their health at all. Is there any that come to your mind?
Well, for me, for urinary tract infections in particular, bubble baths is something that has always been a wives' tale. You shouldn't take a bubble bath. But if you are someone who has skin allergies and irritations and things like that, yeah, don't take a bubble bath. But if you are someone who doesn't really have, you know, itchy, rashy type stuff, it's not going to give you a urinary tract infection unless you're like sucking up bubbles up in there and kind of blowing out. Right?
You're saying that people think that bubble baths can cause UTIs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
people think
because all the chemicals and the florals and the scents.
So I'm sorry. I have so many questions. So Summer's Eve is a no go or
no? Summer's
yes?
Eve is Summer's Eve fine? Right. Is Summer's Eve Vagisil wash? Lauren, that was so random.
Sorry. Talk about bubbles in your vagina.
Yeah. So this is my thing. So I don't even remember who told me this. If it was one of my mentors or somebody else, but your vagina is a self-cleaning oven, right?
Right.
It sloughs itself off every month and it gets things out of there.
Anyone who reads Cosmo is always reading it's self-cleaning. Does that mean we don't use soap down there at all?
No. So on the outside, nowadays, not many people have hair anymore, but if there's hair or anything like that on the outside.
I'm sorry. That makes me laugh so much because I don't have any and I wish I did now.
Naz lasered her entire cha-cha off, now she wants it because she feels like a child.
And now I feel like men think my vagina looks like a 12-year-old, but anyways, keep going. Well, I digress.
No, but if there's hair on the outside, then you can use kind of a gentle soap to get things clean and stuff like that. But no, nothing needs to go inside into the sort of moist or mucus areas. Right. But a lot of those products, like the douches and things like that, are for inside. So I would say no. And then I also usually tell people who get urinary tract infections, all of the stuff that is made to taste, glow, heat, sparkle, or do anything down in that vaginal area probably shouldn't be down there.
Very interesting. What about wet bathing suits? Does that give you UTIs?
So yes and no. So wet bathing suits are, you know, if you're just hanging out and you get out and you dry yourself off and you're dry in like 15, 20 minutes, no, that's fine. But if you're somebody who's prone to yeast infections and you're constantly sitting in wetness, then you can, in theory, mess up the vaginal flora again, which is why probiotics are good. And then if your vaginal flora is okay, then in theory, your bladder should be fine. Now, some people, unfortunately, don't have that situation. Some people who are, you know, swimmers or on swim teams and things like that are going to find themselves getting very irritated. And sometimes that's even just a yeast infection can feel like a urinary tract infection, which is why I'm a big fan of urine cultures, because sometimes people get treated for a urinary tract infection when it's really a vaginal infection. And then they wonder why the antibiotic didn't work.
What is the difference between bacterial vaginosis and a urinary tract infection symptom-wise? I know that it's in two different parts, you know,
right
down there. But like feeling-wise,
I can't speak 100% to what the difference is. I know a lot of people who have bacterial vaginosis tend to describe it more as like an itching or like a pressure.
Lauren, explain.
This is...
Oh my god.
She just calls me out all the time. Yeah, you finish and then I'll go.
I was just gonna say people usually say it's discomfort or irritation, and then a lot of people who have vaginal irritation will say things to me like when they pee on the outside it burns, but not while they're peeing. So it's like when the urine touches sort of the outside parts, it's irritating. But that's not necessarily true for everybody, because everybody's urinary tract symptoms can be different. Because I sort of think the classic urinary tract and symptoms is gotta go. You sit down to pee. You feel like you have to pee a ton. Three drops come out. It's driving you crazy. You do. A lot of people get relief from sitting in a bathtub because it helps relax those muscles. Yeah. So that's what I think of as a classic urinary tract infection. But to be honest, people can have all different types of symptoms for urinary tract infection. They can have back pain. They can have pressure in that area under your belly button.
I've had back pain.
I got them all the time when I first went to college for obvious reasons.
And you got what all the time? UTIs.
And I got them all the time. There was like blood coming out of my urethra, and then my back started hurting because I wasn't getting treated for them. Because I was like, well, that's just another one. I'm just going to let it go.
My dad was like so stupid when it came to treating Lauren for her UTIs. He like hated her lifestyle so much. He was like, you can suffer.
Honestly, he was like, you can suffer because you're an idiot. And I'm like, okay. And like, yeah. And then it like almost went into like my bladder, and it got really bad.
Oh no.
Then he helped her.
Wait, this is exactly why I want this app out there, because I feel like this happens to girls. They're miserable. They're uncomfortable. They don't know what to do. And they just decide, I should suck this up. When really, if I had met you in your 20s or 19, whenever you were in college, I could have told you, get yourself on some probiotics, start drinking whole lot of water.
Everyone should just start drinking kombucha.
Do you guys have any other questions?
No, Doc, I just wanted to say thank you for making this app and talking to us, because I feel like it's very helpful. And everyone listening, don't just ignore what you're feeling and, you know, pretend to take antibiotics or pain relievers. Like, download the app and figure your shit out.
And remember that azo pills don't cure anything. And
if you don't have sex like Ashley, you probably won't run into a lot of these issues.
I mean, I am only experienced it once, and if that said anything, it meant I'm going to have a problem down the road.
Yep.
Dr. Rice, can you remind everyone what the app's called again, where they can get it?
Sure, it's UTI Tracker, and it's on Google Play and the iTunes Store.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Nope, thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Dr. Rice, you're the best.
This is so fun. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was super informative. Now I feel like I have so many other gynecological questions I need to ask.
I know. Same. Like, I want to know if guys get UTIs, but I guess they could just Google. I know they do, but, like, I don't know any guys that have.
I know one guy, and I didn't believe it. I was like, that sounds like chlamydia.
Wait, what did he say? Like, what happened?
Well, this wasn't anyone I was hooking up with. This is my friend Maura's person, and she was like, he has UTI. I'm like, I don't believe that. So
no, I mean, it's totally.
He was like, it burns when I pee and blah, blah, blah.
So it burns when they pee.
But I
just
never heard of UTI before then.
It's just that it's harder for, like, the bacteria to get up their little hole.
Gross.
Yeah.
Grossies.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Do you guys ever wish you had a penis?
No.
I think sex would just be so much better with a penis.
Lauren is the weirdest. Sex. She literally wants to have a penis for sex.
Okay, me
is
too,
that mean
Ashley.
I'm a man?
Really?
Does that mean I want to be a man?
I just feel like peeing would be more fun too. However, feel like working out would be miserable.
Oh yeah, like
walking,
we need sports bras. We need sports briefs.
How do guys run with a schlong just going back and forth? I like don't get it.
I don't get that either. But
I don't get it.
Lauren, wait. Talk about the fact that you like want to feel what it feels like to have a penis during sex.
Lauren, you're gross.
You just said you wanted the same thing.
To pee with, because I think it'd be fun to play like Battleship.
It's like how it's just a night. I don't know.
I don't know why I'm a man.
I mean, I think this is hysterical. You gotta keep talking about this.
I mean, I don't know how graphic we want to get. I feel like I say that all the time, but like, you know, when you take a little coconut oil or a little any lotion or baby oil and you're like doing it. You're giving a handy. And
you give him handy with a coconut oil?
Yeah.
You still give handies?
They like it.
It just starts with some handy, okay?
It's apparently, if you do it right, very underrated.
Ashley, do you give handies?
I mean, no, Lauren told me never to do that.
You've never given a handy?
I mean, I'll play with the little penis for a second.
But have you ever done like an actual little hand job?
And not put my mouth on it?
Like just a hand job.
Yes, yeah. The first time I ever touched a penis was just a hand job.
And he was like, he
said, "You're doing it. You're doing well." I'm not even joking you. It sounded like we were playing a sport.
He was like,
"You got
well.
It. You got it.
Here's your blue ribbon, Ashley. I can edit."
Oh, that is so mortifying.
He was cute about it.
So cute.
This is so gross. I straight up came out of, I am like in retirement for those. I will not do those.
I know. Well, okay. I started with one. I had my period. So I was like, okay. And then I'm like, this must feel real good. You know, like a slippery, slidey.
It's a massage for the schlong.
For your most sensitive area. It must be amazing.
But Lauren says that she thinks that it's like a nice cozy hole.
Yeah, you're just going to a wet cozy hole in it. Like, it must feel amazing.
Oh, you mean having it. You're talking about going back to having your penis.
Yeah, in a vagina.
Yeah. I would imagine it's like a puzzle piece being put together, you know? It's like, I have found my home. It's a limo.
You're probably right.
It's a limo getting parked in the garage.
It's just sliding into bed after a cold winter's day. You know?
That's why I like it so much more than girls.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I don't want to generalize here.
That's not true. Yeah, no.
I don't know. You know, we talked about this last time. Like, the more I hear from other girls, they just really don't make me feel like I'm missing out on anything.
Because of all the UTIs and bullshit we've been talking about on today's podcast, we should save some more sex talk for our future date.
For sure.
But yeah, that was great. I'm really glad we called her, and I'm definitely downloading that app, because that is the worst when you're like next to a guy and you're sleeping at his house, and then all of a sudden you just feel the burn and you're like, what do I do? And you're just miserable. And
I called my dad at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Well,
and then I missed my flight. Yeah.
Wait, you missed a flight?
Yeah.
Why?
Remember, I could not.
Oh yeah, that morning.
Yeah.
Wait, was that excruciating?
It was. There was no way I was making.
But then
it
was even
flight.
Worse. Oh, because you got medicated before you on the flight.
Yeah,
so
I had to
okay.
wait for my meds and then wait for them to kick in before I could even consider getting on that plane.
I mean, the term fire crotch isn't just if you have red hair.
For me, it was like more crampy. It was like very internal. It wasn't just peeing.
That's something else then.
No, it was a UTI.
That's
she was just
crazy.
Saying that the symptoms come in different forms.
Oh, yeah. Like your back and hurt and stuff, too. That's true.
That stuff is no fun. But do you know what is fun? FabFitFun boxes. You guys know that I've been a fan of them for about 2 years. I have been talking about all of my favorite stuff that I get in the seasonal FabFitFun box. And it just keeps getting better and better. And I keep using more and more of the products that I'm gifted. And they're full-size products. They're a mix of beauty, lifestyle, home, and fitness products. And if you haven't already subscribed, go to FabFitFun.com and use the code GETIT so you can get $10 off your first box, making it only $39.99. Again, that is FabFitFun.com and use the code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. And you will get... You'll discover so many products yet you would never come across if you didn't get this awesome seasonal subscription box. Like this new exfoliant that I've been using by Dr. Brandt, I would have never found it had I not gotten FabFitFun. And every time I talk to a girl who has FabFitFun too, we were always talking about like the different products that we love. Like the last spring box came from like this amazing matte lipstick. It came with this cute little like roundy that you could bring to the beach. You could also use a tablecloth. And then
that's
and there
so
was this
cute.
Dr.
I didn't
Jart
know they had stuff.
Stuff
like that too.
Oh yeah, it's houseware, it's beauty, home, fitness. It's called FabFitFun for a reason. So the summer box has some of the coolest stuff I've seen in it so far. It includes Michael Stars, Cargo Cosmetics, Juicy Beauty, Chris Nations, and so much more. It's typically $49.99 each season, and you're getting a value of $200 in products.
That's like, so much money.
Yeah, you guys. $200, but you're getting it for $49.99. But if you use our code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, then you're actually getting it for $39.99.
And also, you guys, it's like Christmas or Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate at your door every like time it comes. So
treat yourself.
Basically, yes. So go to fabfitfun.com, use our code GETIT, and seriously, treat yourself to these full-size products, and you'll discover so many faves through it.
Thanks, Sash. I'm definitely going to order mine now.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks so much for listening to us talk about UTIs and penises.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's no such thing as TMI here on the I Don't Get It podcast. And let us know about your most suffering UTI stories. If you're not too embarrassed to tweet me those stories, please do.
Or DM or tweet me. And yeah. Use a hashtag I Don't Get It, because we love hearing your guys' feedback on all the podcasts. And also tell us what you guys don't get. And subscribe.
Yeah, must subscribe so it comes into your iTunes library each
Monday morning.
And
because Mondays suck.
I just want to let you know that we appreciate all of your tweets and comments. It makes us feel so good. And even if we don't respond to everything, which we truly, truly do try, just everything's read and appreciated.
Yeah, we live for you guys. So thanks for listening.
Love you.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
I Don't Get It podcast.